Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and Merry Christmas to you. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. What a day to celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ and His great victory, His gift to us. Lord, we thank you so much. I just want to begin the program with prayer today. Lord, we celebrate. We celebrate the truth that you've come to save us. And we thank you for the gift that you've given us in baptism, that you've united us to your life, the light that has come into the world, which is your life, the divine life and the victory which belongs to you, that you came to give to us. You came today as we celebrate the incarnation. You became one of us so that you could save us and you could raise us to glory and you could give us a share in your inheritance in heaven with the Father, and that the Father's plan that He created us so that we could be a gift to you, that we would be the bride of the bridegroom. We're so grateful and we celebrate and we love you, Jesus, and we thank you and we pray that your light would shine in us and your flame of love would burn in us, and that today in our families your light would burn, that flame of love, that living flame of love that's in you that you've passed on to us in the Holy Spirit. We could receive the gift today and be transformed. We pray for a world that's in darkness, that your light would shine, that the truth of Christmas would just burst forth from our hearts and would burst forth from the church, Lord. Lord, heal the church, purify the church. Lord, set our hearts aflame with your love and with the gift that you've given to us. We love you, Jesus. You called us through the prophet Isaiah, your espoused, your delight. Said, the Lord delights in me. And we thank you for that gift, Lord. It's the most precious treasure we have, is that you delight in us. And friends, whoever's listening today, I pray that you would hear the voice of the Lord deep, deep in your heart, and to be able to receive those words. You are His delight. He rejoices in you. We rejoice in His gift today. We celebrate it, friends, and gift giving and the rest that happens at Christmas, and it's wonderful, but it all points to this reality that He initiated the giving. He gave His life for us. Thanks be to God. I just want to touch on two passages we're given at different liturgies today. The first one I want to look at is Hebrews chapter 1, declaring the glory and the majesty of Jesus our Lord. Our hearts sing. Hopefully your heart can sing as you hear these words of the scripture. It says, in many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets. Isaiah, for example, Jeremiah, right? But in these last days, He has spoken to us by a son. God has spoken to us. Jesus is a word from the Father. Remember John's gospel I read earlier in the week, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Father's word to us. What does the Father want to say to us? I love you. Come to me. Look at Jesus. Everything He taught. Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. And the Father loves you the way He loves me. Abide in my love. I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We're born again. We can see the life of God in Him. So God has spoken to us. In Jesus, He wants to forgive us. He wants to show us His mercy. He wants us to live fully as His children. Again, verse 2. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by a Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things. Friends, we can never forget Jesus is not just a good moral teacher, despite what it sounds like statistically. Many, many people who call themselves Catholic are stuck in a kind of truncated understanding of who Jesus is, a great teacher. Well, yeah, He's a great teacher, but no. Let me read again. God the Father has appointed Jesus the heir of all things, whom also created the ages. Jesus is God incarnate. Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Jesus is the Messiah, the Lord of all. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is the source of our new life. Thanks be to God. It goes on to say in verse 3, he reflects the glory of God and he bears the very stamp of his nature. Jesus shares the divine nature. I don't share the divine nature by my birth. Jesus is eternally begotten of God. He's God from God and light from light. He's true God from true God. He's begotten and not made, right? He's one in spirit with the Father. And through him, all things were made for us men and for our salvation. The creed, we proclaim it. Let's internalize that. And Father, we're overwhelmed by the gift of your precious Son. Look what he says next, friends. He upholds the universe by his word of power. That's more than a great teacher. Jesus upholds the universe by his word of power. He's the one who says, he calls you his delight. He calls you his espoused. This is all about love, about God wanting you and me, everybody who bears his image, to be drawn into the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is why, friends, we have nothing to fear in this world. And the suffering and the trials of this world will pass. Soon we'll be dead. I mean, even if you live to be 100, life is short. And this is your destination. And who upholds the universe? Who upholds you? By the word of command, Jesus. Nobody can separate you from him. Nothing in this world can separate you other than your willful and my willful surrendering to sin and saying no to God. The letter to the Hebrews goes on. When he had made purification for sins, that is when he died on the cross, when he shed his blood to cleanse us from sin, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Wow. Picture that. This child that we behold today, he's destined to reign. I mean, he's already the king. As I said at the beginning of the week, the incarnation is the invasion of the kingdom of God into a fallen world. He came to plant the flag of the kingdom of his Father. Jesus is the young prince of the universe, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And the Father has rewarded him, has vindicated him, because he was falsely accused. He was crucified. Father raised him from the dead in the power of the Holy Spirit to the right hand of the majesty on high. And the thing we can't miss is one of us is now at the right hand of the majesty on high, far superior to the angels. The writer of Hebrews tells us, as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. There's no one like Jesus. And Jesus calls you his friend. The Father calls you his child. The Father, the Son, call you his beloved. You are God's delight. All this is a gift from Jesus. Only Jesus could make that possible. Only Jesus could bring us into that reality. One more passage I want to take a peek at that's also given tonight and tomorrow, from St. Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 3. It says, remind them to be submissive to rulers. He's talking about certain kinds of behavior that we're called to. And he says, for we ourselves were once foolish and disobedient. We were led astray. We were slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by men and hating one another. Paul's describing the human condition apart from God. Then he says, but, this is an important three-letter word, but, when the goodness and the loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us. What we're celebrating today is really not only the Jesus becoming human, I mean, becoming, you know, taking on human flesh, becoming the God-man and being born of the Virgin. But we see in Jesus the victory, and we see the Father's love. When the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, God saves us, and he saves us in his beloved Son. And in Jesus, the goodness of God and the loving kindness of God is revealed. Paul goes on, he said, he saved us. not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but in virtue of his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit. That's so beautiful. How did he save us? By the washing of regeneration. That is what? That's baptism. That's what Paul's talking about. In baptism, you and I, we were united to the cross of Jesus Christ, the instrument of salvation. There is no other means of salvation for anybody in the world. The only thing that takes away sin is the blood of Jesus, is the sacrifice of Jesus, is the death of Jesus, the offering of love for our sake that Jesus gave on the cross. He brought down the whole kingdom of Satan and all his power, all his claim over every human heart. And we were now, by God's grace, united to that sacrifice in baptism. And so all that's in us that's destined for death and rebellion, Jesus puts to death by uniting us to the cross. This is what it means by the washing of regeneration. Because the sins were washed away. Our sins were washed away. And a new life was given to us. He said, renewal in the Holy Spirit. You've been made new. You're a new creation in the Holy Spirit. Where Paul goes on to say, which he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. This saying is sure. So Paul underlines it. This saying is sure. What's he sure about? He's sure that all those who've been baptized into Christ and who stay and walk in him in his church and his life and his mission have been washed, regenerated, made new, been brought from death to life through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, our Savior, did that. He saves us. He justified us by his grace. That means he put us in right relationship with God. Justification means this new life that we've been given to become children of God, no longer enemies of God, but children of God, heirs in hope of eternal life. Celebrate today the fact that you are espoused, that you're beloved, that you're a delight, you know, in God's eyes, that he's so delighted to call you his own, to call you his child. This is his gift to you. This is what we celebrate today. And you're heirs to the kingdom that belongs to Jesus. And he loved you so much, he shares it with you. And we're the bride, he's the bridegroom, and he shares everything with his bride. And we have great confidence. That's what hope is. Confident expectation that this gift of eternal life and everything that comes with it that we're celebrating today, that we're confident we've inherited it in Jesus. And he's our boast and he's our joy. And guess what? All those things are great, but the Holy Spirit wants to give us a gift of absolute radical love, spousal love for Jesus. Just that the name of Jesus, that our hearts would be touched, or could bring a tear to our eye, to bring a smile to our face, your face, my face, to think about Jesus. He's your treasure. He's your gift. All the gift giving that happens today is a good thing, but it's just an external sign of the deep reality that is the treasure. And I pray that you not forget it, that you celebrate it, that you receive the gift from Jesus, and that he lifts your spirit and fills your heart with song and strengthens you for the days ahead. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.